Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
All right, this is a quick one. You've done everything right. You spent months preparing for this massive overtime changes, adjusting your budget, reclassifying employees, mapping out every detail, and then bam. November 15th, a federal court ruling pulls the rug out from under all of us. The July changes you scrambled to meet, gone. The January 2025 increase you braced for, canceled. Now you're left wondering what's next. Do I undo all the work I've done? Will this cost me the trust of my team? Or worse, disrupt my business? If you've been blindsided, I get it. But challenges like this, they're not just roadblocks, they're defining moments. The way you respond will shape your business, your team, and your leadership legacy. Welcome to Don't HR Alone. I'm your host, Rami Alagil, CEO of People Processes. And today, I'll guide you through the aftermath of the 2024 overtime rule changes. Together, we're going to craft a quick strategy that helps keep your business compliant, your team engaged, and your leadership strong. Stick around to the end for a free resource that will make navigating the changes far easier. Let's dive in. All right, so what happened? Here's what you need to know. There was a big overtime regulation change that was going to raise the minimum salary requirements across the United States. It went into effect July of 2024 and was going to have a huge jump January 1, 2025. On November 15th, a federal court blocked the Department of Labor's 2024 overtime rule. And with the election, it's already been signaled that they will not be pursuing that case any further. What does that mean for your business? Well, the salary thresholds revert. We're back to the 2019 levels. $35,568 annually is the minimum for white-collar exemptions and $107,432 for highly compensated employees. There are not going to be automatic increases. The rules planned updates every 3 years, that's struck down. And this rule applies to every business in the U.S., no exceptions. If you're in a state, some states have higher thresholds that are not affected, like California. But for those of you who are not already complying at the state level, this is the federal one and is really the case in almost every state. If you're frustrated, I hear you. If you invested time and effort and resources only for these rules to change mid-game, it sucks. But here's the thing. True leaders don't crumble when the rules change. They adapt. So let's talk about what's next. The ruling isn't just about compliance. It's about your business's reputation and your team's morale and the ability to lead. So if you've raised salaries or reclassified employees to meet the July threshold or planning for the January threshold, undoing those changes now could feel like a betrayal. Your team is watching how you handle this. You need to make a decision. It's likely that you've adjusted your budgets and costs to this already. You could go back to the old numbers for new hires, but going back and taking a raise back away is probably not the way to go unless you're looking to make some personnel changes with a series of people quitting. The salary threshold may have reverted, but the duties tests still remain. So misclassification can still cost you, not just in fines, but in lost credibility. If you are still, if looking at all this made you go, oh gosh, I got to review my employee classifications, that was not wasted work. Making sure people meet the duties test of these sorts of exemptions is still very important. If you don't understand those, check out our prior updates on this. Anyone can lead when the path is clear. Real leaders, they show up when it's not. So this is that point of discernment on what you need to do next. This isn't a test of compliance, it's a test of leadership now. And the way you respond is going to set the tone for your team's trust and your business's success. Move forward with caution. I'd love to hear, what's your business biggest concerns about these FLSA overtime changes, either them going into effect and how you had to prepare for them, or now this reversal, 45 days before the giant effect and 4 months after it went into effect for most people? Tell me your concerns. I want to hear them, and maybe it's something I can help you address and make a plan for. You don't need to guess your way through this. Here are some key things. Start by reviewing your employees' salaries and roles. Are they aligned with your reverted thresholds? And do the duties test meet those FLSA requirements? To make this process easier, I've got an FLSA exemption flowchart. It's a step-by-step guide right down. You can download in the description to help you get it right. It's been updated with the old numbers, but also covers the duties test. Duties isn't just about compliance, it's about clarity. Make sure every job description reflects the work your employees are doing. This is a good time to reevaluate those job descriptions anyway. Finally, whatever changes you make, whether it's rolling back adjustments, staying the course, or reclassifying employees, your team deserves to know why. Be honest, clear, and empathetic. Communicate transparently. These steps are not just about compliance, they're about showing your team that you're a leader they can trust. Don't just inform, engage. Hear the why behind your decision. Transparency builds trust. All right, let's face it. This won't be the last rule change or compliance challenge, but the leaders who thrive are the ones who prepare. Here's some steps to future-proof. Conduct regular reviews. Make it a habit to revisit classification and salaries annually. Leverage technology. Use tools or providers like us to simplify compliance and streamline your processes. And stay informed. Subscribe to Trusted Updates so you're ready for what's next. Don't view this change as an obstacle. See it as an opportunity to strengthen your leadership and your business processes. All right, download the FLSA exemption chart in the description below. It's going to help you navigate these changes. And if you really need to dive deep and you're just not sure where to go, you're a US-based business with 10 or more employees, book a meeting with me. You get a free 30-minute consultation. I'm not going to be selling you. I just want to help you with your problem. And if there's a way we can work together more in the future, that's awesome. But this is your free resource to just learn and figure out what we need to do next. Let's craft a plan tailored to your business's unique needs. Moments like these aren't roadblocks, they're opportunities. Opportunities to lead with clarity, courage, and purpose. Your team deserves a leader who rises to the occasion, and I know that's you. Thanks for joining me on Don't HR Alone. If this episode resonated with you, like, share, and subscribe to help others find the courage to lead. Together, we're going to turn these challenges into opportunities and build businesses that thrive. Until next time, stay proactive, lead the way, go out there, have a great day, and get your work done. Talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.